Hey y'all, it's me, Shannon, the coach who's been there. I'm a master certified life and health coach, and I'm thrilled that you're joining me today. Welcome to Come Full Circle with Shannon, the podcast where we get real, we dig deep, and we know that love always wins. So welcome, y'all come on in. Today I'm here with Adam from Modern Dadhood, and he's agreed to hang out for a bit and help me kick off my podcast. Adam, thanks for being here. And before we get into it, what can you tell us about your podcast, Modern Dadhood?
Well, thanks for having me, Shannon. I'm happy to be here. And I would say Modern Dadhood is a podcast for dads, of whether it's dads to newborns or dads to grown adults. A lot of moms listen too, actually. And we say it's an ongoing conversation about the joys, challenges, and general insanity of being a dad in this moment. We have over 100 episodes, and we've interviewed just such a huge variety of dads, and really explored what it means to be a father and how it compares to sort of this stereotypical idea of what a father was many years ago, and what that looks like to be a present and involved dad in 2024.
That sounds really cool. What do you think, what's the biggest thing you've learned from a guest along the way in your 100 episodes?
That's a great question. We have talked to so many different dads. We really have, my co-host and I are two 40-something-year-old white guys who live in New England. And so we really try to invite dads onto the show whose experiences are very different from ours, so we can learn from their perspective. And I think one of the themes that comes up continuously from all of our guests is just the idea of being present with your kids and really trying to be in the moment as opposed to being distracted, you know, by any number of things. But technology is one of the most prevalent distractions. So to try to separate from work and be present with your family, especially in the times when your children are young, you know, while they're still living with you, and just be as in the moment as possible.
That's great advice. I love that so much. Thanks for sharing that. And are you ready to jump into Come Full Circle with Shannon?
I think I'm ready. I'm excited to ask you some questions about your podcast so that the listeners can really understand what your goals are and what your vision is for this show.
Thank you so much. I'm excited too. I appreciate you.
Well, let's just start out by having you give an introduction of who you are, Shannon, and what it is exactly that you do.
Sure. Again, my name is Shannon. I am in Charlotte, North Carolina, if you can't tell from my accent. I've lived in the South my whole life. I am a mom. I have two grown kids and two grown bonus kids. I'm a wife. I have three dogs. I have worked in nonprofit for 25 years, and I am sunsetting that career to begin my career as a coach and a consultant. And I'm really excited about doing this podcast. I've done a really short-lived podcast before, and I absolutely loved it. So what I really want to do in coaching is helping women who are on the brink of transformation, women who are looking around and saying, something's got to give. Something's got to change. Once you get to the point that you're an empty nester, or if you've never had children, and you're looking at your spouse or your partner, and you're thinking, okay, well, we got to make it through the next 30 years together, and there are no kids to distract us from the stuff. Who am I going to be? How am I going to be? And for a lot of us, this is also when we're diagnosed with chronic illnesses. How am I going to manage that illness and still have an active, exciting, happy life? So all of those things are worthy of transformation and conversation, and that's really what I love to dig in with people on.
So transformational life and health coach, what is it that drew you to this sort of new phase of your career and your life?
I had a friend who was doing a coaching program, and she was looking for a practice client. And I volunteered. I love therapy. I love talking about all that deep stuff. And so I jumped at the chance to have 12 sessions of free coaching as she was learning. And about halfway through, I thought, you know, this is really cool. I really like this. So I mentioned to her that I might be interested in becoming a coach. And she said, you would be great and you would love it. So I invested in the program. I did the first 6 months was just becoming a life and health coach. And then the next year was the mastery program. And it really taught me the thing that I've been looking for my whole life is that no change can happen without a shift in mindset and a shift in identity. Mm-hmm. If you want to be a runner, you have to become a person who runs. You have to shift that identity from how we all joke, which is, you know, like, I only run when something's chasing me, to like, no, I am a person who runs. If you want to be a person who, you know, manages your blood sugar naturally, you have to become that person and do that with joy and with confidence and with excitement. And that's how you move into a new phase of your life and how you manage your life in a positive way, I think.
Well, from what you've shared, it seems that your coaching clientele would be lucky to work with you in that capacity. But in terms of this podcast, what inspired you to start this show?
I just love this medium. I think it's so cool. I listen to podcasts any time that I'm in the car. And then usually if I'm cleaning or folding clothes or something, I'll have my AirPods in listening to a podcast. I just love hearing people talk and share things about the things that they're passionate about and interested in. And since it's on demand, you can listen to it whenever. I want to try to keep my episodes to about 20, 25 minutes, which is most people's commute, so that, you know, there's something entertaining. There's something that people can learn from as they're driving to work or school or wherever they need to go. So I'm hoping with the podcast, people learn more about coaching. Maybe it becomes a little less mysterious and a little more accessible to folks, and just show people what it's all about and that the magic is really in the person that's being coached. I'm just a question asker. I just want to help people dig deep with themselves. And I think when folks see that, they will want to jump in on it.
I'm always curious with podcast hosts, what are some of your favorite shows to listen to and why?
I have several that I love. One is Harry Potter and the Sacred Text, where they read Harry Potter a chapter at a time and do some sacred reading practices with it. And it's fascinating to me. I was an adult when Harry Potter came out, so I'm reliving early adulthood. But just seeing that story evolve through my lifetime has been super interesting. I love the Handsome podcast. That's a comedy podcast with Fortune Feimster, Mae Martin, and Tig Notaro. They are just hysterical. And I've loved Fortune first, and then I met the other two, and they're absolutely great. I love We Can Do Hard Things with Glennon Doyle, Abby Wambach, and Amanda Doyle. And they always have fascinating guests on. So those are probably my top three favorites.
So for people who may listen to other shows about transformation, other inspiring shows, other coaching shows, what would you say makes this podcast unique for those listeners?
I think what's going to make this podcast unique is my folks who are going to come on and actually let me record a coaching session with them. We'll try out some different techniques. We'll try out some different exercises that I've learned. We'll talk about some of the things that I've developed along the way. And I really want people to see that even in one session, you can move the needle. You can move the needle towards doing what you dream for the rest of your life, or just losing a couple pounds, or just, you know, having that tough conversation with your spouse or your kids.
So every show will be a session then?
I do have a couple of coaches that want to come on and talk about the coaching that they do, which is different from what I do. So I'm going to mix it up a little bit, but the main goal is to showcase what coaching can do for folks.
Do you expect to have some clientele come on after a period of time to provide updates so that listeners can really get a feel for the progress that they've made in working towards their goals?
Absolutely. I think those are the most fascinating when you have the update.
How would you say that this podcast will have a positive impact?
I think for folks who think coaching sounds cool, but maybe they don't want to invest, or they don't have the means to invest right now, or the investment of time just seems overwhelming, especially when you have kids who are in the thick of it. It can seem like a lot. So I'm hoping that even if they listen to a few episodes and they hear someone else getting coached, that they'll grab some nuggets out of those shows that can help them along the way.
Now, in continuing on the format of the show, are there elements or segments that you plan to be consistent across all episodes that you think could be particularly valuable to listeners?
I hope so. One of the things that being Southern and I think at my heart, I'm a storyteller. I really want to bring some life to coaching, and it's not just about, you know, well, why did you do that? Or what can we do to make you not do that again? Or whatever it is. I really want to bring some stories and some life experience to it. I definitely want to have listener Q&A and answer questions from people. And, you know, just offer some resources as well. If we're talking about especially a very heavy topic, I want to make sure that people have a way to unpack that and manage it later.
I would imagine that for a podcast of this particular subject matter, having those resources will be very helpful, but also having a community where people can interact with each other, maybe reach out to you and ask you questions. Do you have a vision for creating this kind of community, and what platform would you plan to use if you do?
I do. I have a Facebook page already that I would love to see become a community. I also have a free group coaching program that's the last Monday of every month called Goal Getters. And I don't know about everybody else, but most people I know my age have a little ADHD, and having kind of a benchmark and a place to say, well, by that date I need to have accomplished something so I can report it back to my group is very helpful. So people can engage through Goal Getters. Like I said, it's free. My website is www.fullcirclelifeandhealthcoaching.com. Sorry it's so long. And then I do have a Facebook page, which I'll link in the show notes, and people can join, ask questions, meet each other, learn more about coaching and about me, and you know, about other folks who are interested as well.
I'm sure it probably varies from person to person based on what their transformation goals are, but would you say, how many sessions would you say maybe an average coaching client spends with you?
Usually about 12. There are some shorter programs that I can do that are about four sessions. If someone just needs to make one decision, where am I going to go to college? What am I going to name this baby? Am I going to quit this job or stay at it? We can get in there and make a really good decision after four sessions. But typically for transformation, it's about 90 days, 12 sessions. Some folks like to stretch that out to 6 months. So that time in between sessions is really where the magic happens, where you're doing the work, you're going deep with yourself, meditating, doing the action steps. And that's where the secret sauce is. So some folks are just really busy and need that extra time between sessions. But a 3 to 6 month investment of time, usually 12 sessions, and of course email and text support in between sessions to make sure that folks feel like they're on the right track.
That's great. I would imagine for people listening to this recording that the idea of doing a coaching session with you that is recorded and they know other people will hear it, it adds an interesting dynamic, because not only do they need to be accountable to themselves, but in working with you, I'm sure there's a sense of needing extra accountability because they're working with you. But now suddenly there's an audience listening who also, to some degree, may be holding them accountable to their goals. And I think that might be a really great motivator for some people. How can people reach out to you if this is something that they're interested in exploring and participating in an episode?
Thanks for asking that. There is a link on my website that folks can just click and sign up, or you can just email me. I'll put my email in the show notes, but it's Shannon@fullcirclelifeandhealthcoaching.com. And, you know, I'm happy to jump on a virtual meeting, let you get to know me a little bit, get to know you, and talk about what you might want a coaching session on.
Great. I'm curious if there have been any unexpected challenges that you've encountered in getting this podcast set up?
I have been talking about doing this podcast for about 6 months. And I think, as you said, accountability, I finally just had to, I scheduled with you and there was no canceling it. I had to just jump on and do it. And I think the biggest challenge is the one in my own head, which is, are people really going to listen? Am I good enough? Am I going to sound like a hick? All of those things that we doubt about ourselves. But my hope is that my passion for coaching and my passion for other people shines through all of the rest of it. Even if the sound's not perfect, even if the editing's not perfect, I really want to make this accessible to people.
That's been one of my challenges for so long in being a content creator and a creative person is I set very high standards for myself, and I don't want to release something until I feel like it meets my own standards. But what I've learned in working with a lot of podcasters in the last few years is sometimes it's much more beneficial to just do something and be okay with it not being your absolute best. If you just do it and put it out and refine it and build on it and then work towards your best thing. So I applaud you for doing this, and I wish you huge success with the podcast. It's a really interesting topic, and I would imagine that you're going to have a great audience for this show. I do have one other question. It's just sort of a fun one, but sure. Who would you say, if you had to pick one dream guest, whether in this person could be alive, this person could be dead, who's somebody that you would love to interview in a live coaching session?
This is going to be a little weird, but my answer to this question is always Joseph, Jesus's stepdad. Mm-hmm. I'm so fascinated by how that relationship was, how Joseph came to accept what happened in his life, and how he really stepped in and was a father figure for a lot of people, who is their savior, for a lot of people is a wonderful, great teacher in history. And I did grow up in the church, and I consider myself spiritual but not churchy anymore. A little deconstructed there. Sure. But if I could have somebody who's alive now, Jimmy Carter, I don't know if he would love that, but I absolutely adore Jimmy Carter. And the hosts of We Can Do Hard Things, Glenn and Abby and Amanda, they just, they're so inspiring and they're so smart, and they just say the things that need to be said. I'd love to talk to them.
Well, this is really exciting, Shannon. Congratulations on kicking this off. I'm really excited to keep my eyes and ears on Come Full Circle with Shannon, and wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you so much, Adam. This has been amazing, and I can't wait to get this pushed out to everybody. So thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come Full Circle with Shannon. For more information about coaching services, to be a guest on the pod, or join the Goal Getters group, go to FullCircleLifeAndHealthCoaching.com. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, and I'll link all those in the show notes. And if you heard something useful or think you might be interested in this podcast, be sure to subscribe and share with your friends. That's all for now, friends. As we say in the South, let me let you go.